This is a redictation of progress note on Joanne Bristow, last name B-R-I-S-T-O-W, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E. The dictation was missed before, and the date of this service was December 6, 2022. Compared to Mrs. Bristow, we see in follow-up regarding dementia. Coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus, and coronary disease. The list overall is doing reasonably well and denies any new complaints, period. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, or abdominal pain, period. She, her coronary artery disease appears stable without recent angina, period.
Each other or call one another today. Thanks for being
on with me this evening. Thank you. Still, for diabetes, relatively stable, without any polyuria or polydipsia, and appears controlled with Zanumet, period. She has bipolar disorder and was in reasonably good spirits and is on Cerecol 200 milligrams nightly plus Citalopram 10 milligrams daily. New paragraph, she is overall stable with respect to hypertension on lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, and her coronary disease is controlled with carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day plus she is on Brilinta 90 milligrams twice a day for stents, period. She's also on isozorbide mononitrite, 30 milligrams daily, period. New paragraph. Her dementia is noted, but her behaviors are pretty good at the present time, period. New paragraph. Review of systems. Constitutional, fever, chilled. Inal complaints, intestinal complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular chest pain, GI complaints, you will notice urea, other complaints, musculoskeletal. Currently, she's stable, there's no arthralgia. She's appearing after examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Temperature 97.7, pulse 64, respiratory 16, blood pressure 102 over 70. Lungs were cleared of concussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal. S1 is 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Skin is unremarkable. Two paragraph assessment and plan. One. This is Bristow. Is stable with respect to coronary disease on Brilinta 90 milligrams twice a day, plus carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day, plus Imdur 30 milligrams daily, period. She's also on simvastatin 10 milligrams nightly for lipids, period. In the paragraph, she has history of bipolar disease, stable with Seroquel 200 milligrams nightly plus citalopram 10 milligrams daily. She has diabetes mellitus, controlled with Janumet 50 or 500, 1 POBID. Finally, she has hypertension, stable with lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. I'll continue the current overall plan period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. You claim the hair that makes